Hey guys, thank you for listening to the Zach Scriven Podcast. The Zach Scriven Podcast is sponsored by Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need right in one place for free to publish your podcast across Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the podcasting place. You can record, edit, and even add sponsorships and earn money from your podcast. Really easy to get started. Go to anchor.fm or download the Anchor app to get started. And thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring the Zach Scriven Podcast. Thanks for listening.
And look what's happened in the IT world. If you think about IT solutions, you think about cloud solutions. If you look at AWS or Google or you know or IBM or Microsoft, all of these folks developing huge capabilities at the IT side that are evolving the machine learning and the big data analytics and the things that are happening right now. But that none of that happens if you can't get big data access. And big data access requires a platform, an industrial application platform that has the ability to connect to all those devices, acquire all that data, and that requires certain architectural changes in thinking. And of course, it required a licensing change in thinking too. Because if you didn't do that, those licensing costs would go so high that it would break the bank and no one could do a digital transformation because they couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Hey guys, we're here with Don Pearson, Chief Strategy Officer.
Chief Strategy Officer. I have a couple other roles that we may mention in the process, but Chief Strategy Officer, yes.
Inductive Automation, and we're here at the, well, still relatively new headquarters.
Less than 2 years, but coming on 2 years, so yes, relatively new, and we're very happy to have our wonderful headquarters here.
Awesome. And we're here in the Tahoe Conference Room, which is this really cool, just big conference room, very bright, and you know, just got a tour of the office this morning, and you know, I'm here to interview Don Pearson as well as Kevin McCluskey, who's on the other side of the camera there, and we're here to talk about, you know, the story of inductive automation, but also the story of the industry and how the changing trends in the industry inductive automation was able to catch on to and really lead the change in. How would you describe it, Don?
Well, first I have to say something of the Tahoe Room, since we're in the Tahoe Room. I always sit on this side of the table right here, because if you look at what's behind me there, it's very distracting. It's a nice mural of Tahoe, right? So if you want to concentrate on a meeting, you sit on this side of the table and you face that wall over there, which is a very plain wall, right?
Yeah.
So the story of inductive automation. I would just give you the summary version of it, because our CEO, Steve Heckman, was an integrator for 25 years. He saw a lot of pain points. He saw a lot of things that as an integrator were difficult when he was trying to do projects. This is prior to the evolution of IIoT and the convergence of OT and IT and, you know, the whole evolution that's happened in the last 10 years. He was simply trying to get SQL database and PLC data connected bidirectionally so he could do more for his customers. It was a real simple goal back then.
Don, I think you just lost everyone, because that was pretty technical, you know?
Oh, I got too technical.
Now, if you want to get more technical, we're going to talk
to Kevin.
But no, I think you need to give yourself a little more credit. That was pretty nice. So why don't we just like maybe take a step back, and the way I got involved in this field was this five-letter acronym called SCADA. And a lot of people may not know what SCADA is, like, because that's kind of where it started, right? And it's kind of evolved into this thing like IT, OT, Industry 4.0.
Yeah. Well, so that's not too technical if we talk SCADA
bit, huh? Yeah. So what does SCADA stand for?
It stands for Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition, SCADA. It's an acronym that if you talk to people that have been doing SCADA for the last 30 years, they're saying we were doing IIoT before it was cool. I mean, it was really about acquiring data and supervisory control of it. I mean, how can we use our data better to control our processes? So that was SCADA all since its very inception. But then you saw an evolution of technology, and you start seeing IT technologies coming into the OT world, coming into the SCADA world, if you will. And that evolution is the SQL database. That's in the essence what Steve was doing, was bringing OT and IT together. That wasn't the nomenclature when he started. It was, let me have some IT technologies and let me put SCADA together with it. So he brought operations people together and IT people together and started developing what eventually became the platform of Ignition.
Awesome. And one of the first things that stood out to me about Ignition when I was first introduced to it Previously it was factory PMI and factory SQL, but when I first learned about Ignition, I was searching for cloud-based SCADAs, and the web-based nature of it really stood out to me because that was one of my pain points as a system integrator working with other distributed platforms that required full installations and expensive client licensing and just not great customer support. Boom, enter Ignition. I got really excited.
Yeah.
This was I remember those days.
I remember meeting you back in 2012, right? Yeah. In the very beginning stages.
Yeah, before even the first ICC, back at the previous office.
A couple of previous offices ago, and ICC, that's the Ignition Community Conference, started in 2013. So you're right, it was even prior to that first one. Well, if you think about that, that's what Steve was dealing with. You, the engineer, or Steve, the engineer, he's looking at it and saying, how do we do this differently? Because if you think about it back then, to come up with a license that was more IT friendly, more IT based, to have a server based license in the IT world was not unusual. To have a server based license with unlimited clients, unlimited tags, unlimited connections was very unusual in the world of SCADA and the proprietary players in that area. But if you think about it, actually, Zach, it was a necessary step to OT-IT convergence in building a full digital transformation enterprise. Because if you didn't have unlimited clients, unlimited tags, unlimited connections, I mean, how would you scale? How would you scale the darn thing out? Because, think about it. Millions of sensors, thousands and thousands of PLCs and devices. And the truth of the matter is, if you started charging by the client, you want 5,000 more tags, you're going to pay additional fee. All of that is just impediments, focusing on money, not focusing on proper architecture, and really building out the kinds of solutions that you really need.
Yeah. So previous SCADA was kind of developed in a very physical architecture, but Ignition was kind of the first platform to really leverage the digital capabilities that something with scalability, flexibility, really leveraging that, like you said, IT licensing model.
And look what's happened in the IT world. If you think about IT solutions, if you think about cloud solutions, if you look at AWS or Google or IBM or Microsoft, all of these folks developing huge capabilities at the IT side that are evolving the machine learning and the big data analytics and the things that are happening right now. But none of that happens if you can't get big data access. And big data access requires a platform, an industrial application platform that has the ability to connect to all those devices, acquire all that data, and that requires certain architectural changes in thinking. And of course, it required a licensing change in thinking too. Because if you didn't do that, those licensing costs would go so high that it would break the bank and no one could do a digital transformation because they couldn't afford it.
Yeah. So there was a licensing change of transformation, and what was the other one you said?
Well, I think the technology change.
Technology change.
Because
was
you
there
said
also
it.
A mindset change?
Oh, huge. Huge. I mean, the change management viewpoint. I mean, come on. Think about the days when OT and IT were such separate worlds. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, never the twain shall meet. Steve used to talk about going into his early meetings with Factory SQL and Factory PMI, the legacy products. And he'd sit down and he'd say, bring your IT folks in the room. The OT guys would go, no, you don't want to meet with IT. I mean, you guys, we don't, and IT didn't want to have those systems and be responsible for them. Then they got to basically secure them. So the evolution of one enterprise required a technology bridge, a platform that can actually connect to the OT world, was IT friendly and based on standard database and IT technologies, and could actually bring those two together. And that's the world that Ignition was launched into.
Rick, I think when technologies are new, when something's new, we have a tendency as humans to kind of beat it with a stick. Like we are afraid of things that we don't know or don't understand. But those are the things that are actually going to take us to that next level.
You just hit the nail on the head. Is if you think about it, we get comfortable in what the legacy is, whatever that legacy is, whatever it is that we know and that we're comfortable with. And change is a little bit tough to adjust to. There's multiple reasons. One reason is people have an investment in their existing infrastructure, with the technology they had. Mm-hmm. Two, the companies selling that have a vested interest in them continuing to buy that infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So that was a whole mindset in the operations technology world that had to shift a little bit for people to build new architectures. Mm-hmm. And at the time, of course, then we had strategic partners like Cirrus Link Solutions and Arlen Nipper, co-inventor of MQTT, who came around and started using. We have a free SDK. They were able to use it, develop modules where you could actually take advantage of the capabilities of MQTT and the Ignition platform. And this shifted the world in my sense. Yeah. The sense I have of it is that's when you really started seeing a change. You could build out architectures that could take large oil and gas deployments, huge infrastructures that could shift because you could get data, you could get it in volume, you could get it at a cost. It was bandwidth frugal, and it opened up the door to a lot of possibilities that weren't possible until you had a platform and the modules on top of it to make these architectural changes that would empower digital transformation.
Wow. You know, when I think of an enterprise, I really think of like the human body, and IIoT is like the central nervous system, and you know, your fingers and your eyes and your senses are the real world sensors in an industry application would be, you know, maybe tubing and casing pressure for oil and gas application, or for a manufacturer, maybe it's the count coming off of your bottling line. All that information is getting sent back to the cloud, or in the body example would be your brain. Machine learning algorithms would be analyzing that data in the cloud, and in the body example would be not artificial intelligence, but just intelligence, right?
Yeah.
Just human intelligence. And then sending those, you know, optimizing that process. So like whether it's a baby learning to walk, or it's a manufacturer getting every last bit of efficiency out of their assets, that's what Industry 4.0 is.
I think that's a very good analogy. I mean, I know all analogies are less than perfect, but if you think about it, the ability of the body to transport large volumes of data in a very bandwidth frugal way is clearly what the central nervous system does, isn't it? So it allows that brain to have the capability to have all the data to hand necessary to make an intelligent decision about what the next action should be. All we're trying to do with the industrial world in Industry 4.0 is empower these industrial organizations to make better, timely decisions to improve their processes, get their product produced in a better way, and serve their customers better.
Awesome. So kind of pivoting here, you know, inductive automation was obviously a very first mover within that space. And since there has been a lot of you know, additional players out there that are kind of pushing that same model, unlimited tags, unlimited licensing. How is inductive automation going to continue to differentiate themselves from the competition going forward?
Well, if you think about the fact that there are other players, and well, there should be, I think our view as we view it is we have a role to play in an ecosystem. And that ecosystem is emerging, and there's players at all different levels.
Yeah.
The reason we launched the onboard program here is to have device manufacturers able to have Ignition on board.
Yeah.
The reason we took a working group strategic role in the Eclipse Foundation's working group for Sparkplug is because the Sparkplug specification for MQTT, which was evolved by Cirrus Link, and given with all of its for its stewardship over to the Eclipse Foundation, that's an open group. So we believe that if we're open, transparent, interactive, and we're developing a platform that is open, interoperable, secure, standards-based, there's lots of people to play.
Right.
And nobody has one answer to, nobody's the only answer to the whole process. So I feel there's a lot of opportunity for different folks in different aspects of an ecosystem to play. We just want to be a core technology at the center of that that can help make it all happen.
Awesome. So tell us about the exchange.
Oh, the exchange is exciting too. It's in that same theme. We launched the exchange at our conference this year, and really, we had something called Cloud Templates before, which was a sort of a more limited version of that. But when you look at the exchange, it was an opportunity for individuals in the Ignition community, any place along that ecosystem, to create solutions. They could keep them private for their own organization if they wanted, or they could share them publicly. Also, our team here could create some great solution with Ignition. I mean, when you think about it, something like Ignition, and you've got an API and we have a free SDK, that means individuals can take their industry expertise, their specific technology expertise, and they can leverage it across the platform. So the exchange is a vehicle that anybody in any industry can come up with a solution. I can say, I want you to have access to it. I want to share it with you. So we make it available. And what's going to happen is the community itself will become stronger and stronger. The uses of the technology, the use of the Ignition platform will become more diverse. And it's going to basically add velocity and growth and better solutions across all of the industry is our hope and our aspiration for the exchange.
Awesome. Yeah. And I'm sure Kevin would probably have more to talk about.
And that. He will. When you talk to Kevin in a couple minutes, he's going to understand it a whole lot better because he, Travis, and the team here in sales engineering and our development
team. They're
putting
a lot of content on it.
Put a lot of content onto it, a lot of solutions. And it's going to continue to grow. As more and more people share, like any good ecosystem, it should get stronger and stronger from contribution.
Well, thank you for letting me, interview you, Don, and kind of contribute to this building ecosystem. If you had any questions for me or...
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to come here. And I would say, just to your audience overall, we are extremely excited about what's happening in the world of digital transformation. We're very pleased to have a role in that. And Ignition has, I would say, I'm slightly biased since I'm sitting here, but I would say the last few years with the evolution of OT-IT convergence and all the talk about digital transformation, we feel like we're putting together a tool set that is being well received by integrators and industrial organizations. And we plan on just continuing to play an active role in contributing to the development of this entire industrial sector in the world of automation.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys for listening.
Okay.